let's talk about then postseason. I was a little bit surprised. I know this happened in, I think, the mid-2000s, I was told, by some of the local wrestling people here in Aledo and in Mercer County. But when the postseason assignments came out either this week or last week, you know, Mercer County, they're going south to the Knoxville Regional. And then I think they're in, within the Porta individual wrestling sectional. And all the other local schools we cover, they're headed to Sherrard. And then I think it's the Byron sectional. Were you surprised by that at all? I know it happened, I think, one time, as they mentioned, in the mid-2000s. But what do you think of the postseason assignments?
Yeah, actually, I think we kind of went that way from about 2003 to 2007. And I had heard throughout the state that they were going to reassign some things, which I think they still need to do a better job of it. But, you know, Mercer County is the most southern school out of that area, so it makes sense. And, you know, going south is a little bit easier, but you're still going to run into tough kids and you still have to have your A game on. But, you know, I'm happy for Coach Speaker and Mercer County because I think that's a little easier water to tread than going through the Sherrard and Byron one. And it is what it is. I mean, you got to beat good kids to get to Champaign. But it's nice to see one of our teams going that way. I wish Orin could tag along and go with, but that's not in the cards for us. So.
Well, yeah, and I know that Byron sectional complex, then individually, you talk about the talent that feeds into that among those, you know, regional sites, those individual regional sites. That's a true meat grinder, it looks like.
Yeah, that's a true meat grinder. That's always been the toughest of the Class A sectionals. And the thing of it is, a couple years ago, they started taking fourth place from sectional instead of just third, and there's fourth. Several fourth place kids from the Byron sectional that go down to Champaign and end up placing in the top five down there. And there's an awful lot of good kids that get left behind. And, you know, I'm personally not a big fan of the IHS, the way they do some things. We can look at it, and I've had in-depth contact with them last year and pretty much ended on notes that I didn't need to contact them anymore. You know, there's several schools that drive by other regionals. They say everything's geographical. Well, there's several schools that drive by other regionals, and there's several schools that go different ways on sectionals and pass other sectionals. So I don't quite understand it. I mean, you know, I don't want to cry over spilled milk, but you got Aurora Christian, who won state last year and just a real dominant private school, and Aurora Central Catholic and everything, and they're a lot closer to Chicago Hope and Wilmington sectional, but somehow they get drug over to the Byron sectional. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't know if it's politics or whatever. Several coaches and me have talked football now with the districting thing that we think maybe the IHSA should move from Bloomington to Springfield because they'd fit right in, but whatever it is, it is.
All right, and then the other thing is, you know, we're starting to digest a lot of these classification issues, and they go into effect next school year. And I know the four-class sports, they get most of the attention, and normally the four-class sports in past years, it's been basically a 25% 25% division in terms of the four classes are split that way. 25% of the smallest schools are, you know, Class A, next 25% 2A, next 25% 3A, next 25% 4A. In the split for three-class sports, the division was 33% of the schools that wrestle. So we talk about the sport of wrestling. So 33%, 33%, 33% for the three-class division. However, next year, you go to 40% of the schools that are wrestling. Of the schools that wrestle are 1A, the next 30% are 2A, the next 30% are 3A. So when I looked at the actual enrollment, you go from 647 this year for 1A cutoff, 1A, 2A cutoff, to 788 next year is the 1A, 2A cutoff for wrestling in Illinois. So I guess you tell me how much of an impact that's going to have on small school wrestling in Illinois, you think?
Oh, that's going to have a huge impact, and I don't know how they can call it an even three-class system when you go 40-30-30. I mean, you know, the small schools out there, and I mean, there's exceptions. Like Dakota's always had a tough program, but you look at, like, the AFCs and the smaller schools that are in Class A, and, you know, how can you ask kids to compete against schools that are three times the size of yours, and we have trouble filling lineups. And what it all came down to is a squeaky wheel, and it's been going on for a while. The 3A schools were whining about 1A not having full regionals and sectionals, and I blame that on the HSA. We do a survey the first week that asks how many kids you have out, and with technology, I think you could find that, you could find the schools that have the numbers that are going to have full lineups and divide them equally between the regionals, where a lot of times here in the last thing, you had three or four teams that had full lineups and the other teams were short. So there was some bias at regionals, but I think a lot of it has to do with organization. And I'm not brilliant in math, but I don't think 40-30-30 ends up being an equal division in it. And, it would be like Mercer County. I know you guys are a big football community. You're playing well in 2 and 3A, and then all of a sudden Rock Island starts whining that they haven't won some playoff games, and that's what happened in 3A. Some kids were, there's some schools were whining that they weren't getting state qualifiers and state placers. So the HSA basically says, well, Alito, you've done a great job, and we're going to send you some of these do-the-right-thing lanyards and attitude buttons, but guess what? You're playing Rock Island first round in the playoffs. So, I mean, I don't see it as fair. I don't quite understand it. But, you're talking schools. Pontiac's going to come down. Richmond Burton could possibly come down. Savannah's coming back. Sandwich is coming back down. I mean, they have better facilities. They have more coaches. They have a bigger tax base and things like that. And I really feel bad for the small schools. I mean, it's going to affect us, but it's really going to affect the 200 enrollment schools that are out there.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I look at when you talk about, for example, just your school, or I'd say about 330 enrollment probably, if lucky about that. So you're looking at participating in a class where at the top end, schools have two times the number of students that you're dealing with. And when you're talking about, the diverse bodies that you need to make up a 14-person weight class lineup. I mean, 330 and 788.
Sure, that's
a big difference.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's a shame that it's getting to this because, I mean, there for a while, wrestling, I think, was growing and promoting. I think this is going to force small schools to co-op, and when you co-op, basically what you're doing is losing another small school, so another bigger school is going to slide down, and I hope it goes for a little while and they relook at things, but it's a tough pill to swallow, but it's life. I mean, I feel bad for the small schools that are struggling, and we're right in there. This year we have numbers, but here a few years ago we had 12 to 14 kids out and stuff like that. So
all right, well, I know a lot to digest. I tell our fans that are listening that you really need to take time out and look at the IHSA website, and when they talk about these enrollment classification issues, there's a lot of information to digest, but you need to really look at it and try to understand it, and then if you're not happy about it, you need to talk to your official representative, which is normally your local school, to see if you can change through the bylaw process or through the organization, or just get involved some way somehow, because most of the reaction to all this comes after the fact, and I think a lot of people are starting to realize that, hey, man, wrestling's going to have a 788 cutoff for 1A next school year. Well, yes, it is. But we're not going to worry about that right now, Dan Diamond. There's a lot of quality wrestling this weekend, Friday and Saturday, with the Princeton Invitational, and everybody get your T-shirts ordered for January 18th and 19th, the Great Bob Mitten invite. Good luck this weekend, and really hope to, it's really going to be great to see Logan Lee back on the mats, and wish him well, too. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you, Jim, and good luck to all the local kids, and thanks again for all you guys do for the local school districts and stuff. You guys do a great job.
All right, Dan Diamond, the Orion Wrestling Coach, with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.